Tonkin acquisition signals Coupa's push to automate trillion-dollar procurement networks. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemium AI Hide, and number 9,650, Coupa acquired workflow automation startup Tonkin on May 21, less than 2 weeks after closing its purchase of document processing firm Rossum, signaling aggressive consolidation of AI-native procurement technology. Coupa has processed more than $10 trillion in cumulative spend data over two decades, a dataset now being leveraged to train AI-native procurement applications for autonomous supply chain operations. Tonkin and #X27's platform includes more than 250 native connectors and can reduce operational cycle times by 50% while saving operations teams more than 30 hours per week by eliminating manual handoffs. Tonkin is Coupa and #X27's fourth strategic acquisition tied to autonomous spend management strategy, following earlier purchases of Certuo, Scalpi, and Rossum. Cloud spend management platform Coupa is building what may become the first truly autonomous procurement backbone, announcing the acquisition of workflow automation startup Tonkin on May 21, less than 2 weeks after closing its purchase of document processing firm Rossum. Financial terms were not disclosed, but the rapid succession and strategic fit signal a company racing to consolidate the technology stack required for AI-native supply chain operations before competitors can assemble similar capabilities. For institutional investors tracking enterprise software consolidation, this is more than mergers and acquisitions momentum. It is the emergence of a new category, the agentic trade network, where AI agents coordinate procurement, invoicing, and supplier transactions without human intervention across trillion-dollar workflows. Coupa CEO Leah Turner framed the Tonkin deal as transformative, stating that the combined acquisitions of Rossum and Tonkin deliver all the assets necessary to automate buying and selling at a time when these processes are becoming more complex and costly. The company has processed more than $10 trillion in cumulative spend data over two decades, a dataset now being leveraged to train AI-native procurement applications. Salvatore Lombardo, Coupa's Chief Product and Technology Officer, described the strategy as building what the company calls the number one agentic trade network, with Tonkin natively embedded to provide best-in-class orchestration within a single, unified agentic architecture. Tonkin, founded in 2015 and headquartered in Palo Alto, developed a no-code workflow automation platform targeting enterprise procurement, legal, and operations teams. The platform includes more than 250 native connectors and supports multi-agent orchestration and agent-to-agent coordination, enabling enterprises to automate complex workflows without replacing existing software systems. According to Coupa, the technology can reduce operational cycle times by 50% and save operations teams more than 30 hours per week by eliminating manual handoffs and repetitive tasks. The acquisitions align with a broader AI expansion strategy Coupa unveiled at its Inspire 2026 conference in Las Vegas earlier this month, where executives introduced Coupa Compose and Coupa Catalyst, two AI-focused products emphasizing the growing role of AI agents, orchestration, and automation in supply chain management. Tonkin becomes the fourth strategic acquisition tied to Coupa's autonomous spend management strategy, following earlier purchases of Certuo, Scalpi, and the May 12th Rossum deal. The velocity matters. Two acquisitions in 10 days suggests either opportunistic timing or competitive urgency, likely both. The orchestration layer is the new moat. Coupa's bet on Tonkin is not about incremental automation. It is about owning the orchestration layer, the connective tissue that allows disparate AI agents to coordinate actions across systems without custom integration. Most enterprise software stacks today are collections of point solutions, each with its own data model, API, and workflow logic. Tonkin's 250-plus native connectors and multi-agent coordination capabilities address the interoperability problem that has stalled enterprise AI adoption at scale. This matters because the value of AI in supply chain is not in individual applications but in the compound effects when multiple agents work in concert. A procurement AI that can read a supplier invoice, cross-reference it against a purchase order, flag discrepancies, reroute approvals based on policy exceptions, and update financial forecasts in real time delivers more value than the sum of its parts. Tonkin provides the framework for that coordination. The timing is strategic. Coupa is moving before competitors can replicate the architecture. SAP Ariba, Oracle, and Jag are all investing in AI, but none have publicly articulated a comparable vision for agent-to-agent orchestration at the platform level. Coupa's spend data advantage, $10 trillion across two decades, provides the training corpus for AI models that understand procurement patterns at scale. Add Rossum's document intelligence, which extracts structured data from unstructured invoices and contracts, and Tonkin's orchestration logic, and Coupa has the components of a closed-loop autonomous system. The risk is execution. integrating two acquisitions in 10 days, both involving complex technical stacks, while maintaining uptime for enterprise customers, is a stress test of product and engineering discipline. Coupa must also navigate the organizational challenge of absorbing talent from two startups into a larger corporate structure without losing the velocity that made those companies valuable in the first place. The broader wave, AI, as integration infrastructure, Coupa's moves echo a pattern visible across other sectors. In water treatment, Chimera and Cusp AI use generative AI to design new materials for phase remediation, exploring 300 trillion possible material structures and delivering over 5,000 novel material designs in 6 months, a timeline that would have taken years using traditional methods. In grid operations, Texture raised $12.5 million in a series A co-led by Vo Low Earth Ventures and Equal Ventures to build an operating system that consolidates utility data across meters, SCADA systems, batteries, electric vehicles, and solar installations into a single real-time view. These are not isolated examples. They represent a shift where AI is becoming the integration layer for systems that were never designed to communicate. The common thread is the explosion of data sources and the inability of legacy architectures to make sense of them in real time. Utilities face the same challenge as procurement teams: too many devices, too many data streams, too little coherence. The solution in both cases is an AI layer that sits above existing systems, ingests heterogeneous data, and orchestrates actions across the stack. Texture does this for the grid. Coupa is doing it for procurement and supply chain. This has implications for private equity and corporate development teams. The acquirers in this wave are not buying revenue or customer counts. They are buying architectural components, connectors, orchestration logic, training data, agent frameworks. The value is in how the pieces fit together, not in standalone metrics. This changes diligence priorities. Investors must assess not just product market fit but platform extensibility, data interoperability, and the ability to absorb acquisitions without losing coherence. Financial optics: the undisclosed deal value problem. Coupa did not disclose financial terms for the Tonkin acquisition, a pattern that has become standard for tuck-in AI deals where the strategic value is clear but the near-term revenue contribution is immaterial. Tonkin was likely not yet at scale in terms of enterprise bookings, given its founding date of 2015 and the specialized nature of its platform. Our view: the deal value was likely in the range of $50 million to $150 million, based on comparable workflow automation acquisitions in the 2024 to 2025 period, where targets with strong technical capabilities but sub-$50 million revenue profiles traded at 2x to 4x revenue multiples. The more interesting financial question is what Coupa can do with the combined asset base. If Tonkin's orchestration layer reduces operational cycle times by 50% as claimed, the ROI for large enterprises is measurable. A global manufacturer processing $10 billion in annual procurement spend with a 60-day invoice to payment cycle stands to unlock working capital in the hundreds of millions if cycle time compresses to 30 days. That is a quantifiable value proposition that justifies premium pricing for Coupa's platform, and it is the basis for upsell and expansion revenue in the installed base. Coupa's $10 trillion cumulative spend dataset is the real asset. In AI, data moats matter more than code. Competitors can replicate Tonkin's orchestration logic or Rossum's document extraction over time, but they cannot replicate two decades of transactional procurement data at scale. That dataset trains models that understand supplier behavior, payment patterns, fraud signals, and demand forecasting with a specificity that generic large language models cannot match. Coupa's strategy is to monetize that data advantage through AI-native applications that sit on top of the orchestration layer, creating a compounding defensibility. The Plaquemium view: Coupa is executing a playbook we have seen succeed in other vertical software categories: consolidate the enabling technologies before the market realizes they are complementary, then integrate them into a platform that is prohibitively expensive to replicate. The parallels to Palantir's build versus buy strategy in defense and intelligence are striking. Palantir spent years acquiring or developing the connectors, data pipelines, and orchestration frameworks required to make sense of disparate government databases, then positioned itself as the only vendor capable of delivering unified operational intelligence. Coupa is doing the same in procurement. The second-order effect we are watching: this puts pressure on adjacent categories. Logistics software providers like Project 44, Flexport, and Four Kites will face customer questions about why their platforms cannot do what Coupa is promising for procurement. The same applies to ERP vendors. If Coupa can deliver autonomous procurement workflows that span supplier onboarding, contract negotiation, purchase order issuance, invoice processing, and payment reconciliation, all orchestrated by AI agents without human intervention, what is the value of maintaining separate ERP procurement modules? The answer is declining. We expect Coupa to continue acquiring over the next 12 to 18 months. The logical next targets, a supplier risk intelligence platform, a trade compliance automation vendor, and potentially a payments or supply chain finance provider to close the loop on working capital optimization. The goal is to own every step of the procurement value chain, from sourcing to settlement, and to automate it end to end. That vision, if executed, redefines the category and creates a winner-take-most dynamic. The risk is that Coupa is moving faster than its customers can absorb. Enterprise buyers are still figuring out how to deploy single-purpose AI agents. The leap to multi-agent orchestration across procurement, finance, and supply chain functions requires organizational change, process redesign, and executive sponsorship. If Coupa's product roadmap outpaces customer readiness, the company will face a revenue recognition gap where the technology is built but adoption lags. That is a risk worth taking. In platform plays, speed matters. The first mover that assembles the full stack and proves it works at scale sets the standard for the category. Market context: the agentic era requires new architectures. The concept of an agentic trade network, where AI agents act on behalf of buyers and suppliers to negotiate, transact, and settle trades autonomously, is not hypothetical. Elements of it already exist in financial markets, where algorithmic trading agents execute billions of dollars in transactions per day with minimal human oversight. The challenge in supply chain and procurement is that the workflows are less standardized, the data is messier, and the systems are fragmented across dozens of vendors and legacy platforms. Coupa's architecture addresses this by providing the orchestration layer that allows agents to coordinate across systems. Rossum extracts data from invoices and contracts. Tonkin routes that data to the appropriate systems, triggers approvals, and coordinates follow-up actions. Coupa's spend management platform provides the master data, policy rules, and financial controls. The result is a closed-loop system where documents flow in, decisions are made, and actions are executed without manual intervention. This is what Lombardo meant by a unified agentic architecture. It is not a collection of AI tools. It is a platform where agents are first-class citizens, with identity, permissions, workflows, and coordination protocols. The analogy is to microservices in software development. Instead of monolithic applications, you have discrete services that communicate via APIs. In Coupa's vision, instead of monolithic procurement processes, you have discrete agents that communicate via orchestration protocols. The market for agentic platforms is nascent but growing rapidly. Gartner and Forrester have both published research in early 2026 highlighting agentic AI as a top strategic technology trend, though specific market sizing data has not yet been disclosed. What is clear is that enterprises are beginning to move beyond pilot projects and into production deployments. Coupa's installed base, which includes large manufacturers, retailers, and government agencies, provides distribution for agentic capabilities at scale. Competitive landscape: who can match this stack? SAP Ariba has the customer base and data but has been slower to articulate an AI-native strategy. Oracle has the suite advantage, with procurement embedded in its ERP and cloud infrastructure, but Oracle's track record on acquisitions and product integration is inconsistent. Jaggr, the spend management platform backed by Silver Lake, has raised significant capital and is investing in AI, but it lacks Coupa's data scale and orchestration capabilities. The wild card is vertical challengers. Startups like Zip, Vendor, and Tropic are targeting specific procurement categories with AI-first products. They do not have Coupa's breadth, but they have velocity and are not burdened by legacy architecture. If one of them can assemble a comparable orchestration layer and prove it works in a vertical, they could challenge Coupa's platform advantage. Our view: the more likely outcome is that one or more of these vertical players gets acquired by a larger platform or ERP vendor seeking to accelerate AI capabilities. So what? The autonomous procurement thesis just got real. Coupa's double acquisition in 10 days is a forcing function for the market. Enterprise buyers must now decide: do we wait for our existing vendors to catch up, or do we commit to the platform that is assembling the full stack today? For institutional investors, the implication is clear. The winners in enterprise software over the next 5 years will be those that own the orchestration layer in their respective categories. Coupa is making that bet in procurement and supply chain. Texture is making it in grid operations. Cusp AI is making it in materials discovery. The pattern is repeating across sectors. The bottom line: Coupa is not buying companies. It is buying the future architecture of autonomous business operations. If the integrations deliver, Coupa will own the category. If they do not, the company will have overpaid for technology it cannot fully leverage. The next 12 months will tell. Watch customer adoption metrics, specifically the percentage of Coupa's installed base deploying Tonkin and Rossum capabilities in production. That is the signal that the agentic trade network is moving from vision to reality.